Egunon, buenos días, bienvenidos a la rueda de prensa de la película Tiempo Después, película que forma parte de la sección oficial como proyección especial. Y para hablarnos de la película, pues tenemos aquí el gusto de contar con buena parte de su equipo técnico y artístico. Presento desde allí, empezando por el extremo, tenemos a los actores César Sarachu, Carlos Areces y Blanca Suárez, Arturo Valls, que también es productor de la película, además de intérprete, José Luis Cuerda, su director, Félix Tusell, productor, Roberto Álamo y Joaquín Reyes, también intérpretes en la película, y Carmela Martínez Oliar, que es productora. Así que ya tenemos una primera pregunta aquí, en la primera fila. Sí, aquí en primera fila.
Hola, buenos días. Yo tengo una curiosidad sobre la película. Bueno, quería saber si Cuerda, qué diferencia ve, si es que la hay, entre los cómicos con los que participó en Amanece que no es poco y en todos los cómicos que aparecen ahora en Tiempo Después. Gracias.
Atractivo físico, ¿no?
Vamos, yo lo he obviado. Pues son los mismos, muchos de ellos. Vamos, o se han disfrazado de que son los mismos. Cualquiera de las dos cosas, sí. Vale. ¿Tú por dónde?
Previous film, where do you, how do you understand this? They're the same actors, many of them. It's not clear in your mind. Well, let's go and see the film. Okay, switch the lights off. So, there's a question over there. Hi. Excuse me, I'm a bit nervous. You're the biggest references for me in Spain as actors and comedians, and so therefore my... Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. My question is, with the cast that you have, you're probably making jokes during the shooting of the film, so did you have to say at a given moment, let's stop making jokes, like, let's start to shoot because otherwise time is going by? Or were the jokes interrupt your work, end of the day? Oh, it's horrible with the shoot of the film. It was very boring. Yeah, the shooting obviously on the off times, yes, we did make jokes, but otherwise we stuck to José Luis's script. Who is going to put anything into a text like written by José Luis? Well, Raúl Cimas, obviously the rebel. That's why we didn't invite him along. Now he doesn't dare come along, of course. Now he's very coward. He's a coward. But perhaps the other actors can also tell us a bit about this question or this issue. Well, there were moments. The film is a confrontation, for example, between the unemployed and the live force. Sarachu, it's stupid, but Sarachu, with his personal way of doing it, viva los milicos. No, abajo los milicos, down with the milicos. Down the milicos. How did you say it, César? Down with the milicos. I don't remember. Abajo los milicos. Down with the milicos. Well, okay. In those shots, which were a trifle complex, I was waiting for down with the milicos, that Saracho said. That was a gift for me. That was something he says. Now he's going to say down with the milicos, said by César Sarachu. But it wasn't that I would didn't want to exteriorize this, but there were many moments that was great to be there because of the things that were said, because of the actors that were in it, because to be with Mr. Cuerda, well, imagine. And I'm a guy from Albacete, a little boy from Albacete. I'm from Albacete as well. We're both from Albacete, by the way. But he was saying milicos. I never said that. It's not quite clear what it means, the milicos. But it has I'm not too sure, it has a majorative or pejorative concept to it. But when we make another film in about 6 or 7 years' time, we'll use the word milicos, down with the milicos. Maria, what did you want to say? It's very difficult to ask you a serious question for a news program, but let's see if I can manage to do this. On the one hand, I wanted to ask Cuerda, that you've become as the high priest of a sect, which is this country. 30 years have gone from the film Amanecer en Oaxaca, but everything's still the same in our country. I would like you to tell us, how do you feel being surrounded by these disciples? That the truth is, you're like the new Jesus Christ. That's a feeling I have. It's very difficult. A little bit, yes, but not too much. But are you surprised to have become in this big priest? No. Jesus Christ had a great time. Jesus Christ had a hard time. They did everything to him, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to go down that journey, because we're serious people. We're cautious. We foresees, and we've got a lot of a goodwill as well. And I don't know how to follow, because I'm going to get very excited. Yes, I'm a bit of a crier. I don't know you guys, but I cry practically every day. I haven't cried today yet. Wait for the premiere. Are we going to cry? But you're going to cry because of the political situation of the country you describe, with the unemployed people, over unemployed people, and it's a reflection of the current Spanish political situation. No, what we've got to do is to slap them in the backside when they see that they're doing and they're doing everything very poorly, or just give them a little slap in the backside. Really dry slap, but that they can notice it. Okay, that's what you've got to do. These are paths that I can go down in order to not be unemployed, to do new things and with feeling behind them. And I don't know what else. Well, what more do we need? The producer says that's enough. He made an investment, and he says, well, what are you going to say, or what are you saying? I'll stop, because I'm not going to be paying him for nothing. And then to the producers and actors, this film, it's a tribute to the master director. What was it like how the decision was made, and how to shoot with Mr. Cuerda, who has been very important for a new generation? To, by the way, he really gives him a hard time. I've got masters that have been great. The Escolapio School in Albacete, the director of the Jean Cla jail, he told us all types of things. He taught us all kinds of things. Or at least he called them classes. And what can I say that you don't know? But it is true for the entire team, cast and crew, in front and behind the camera, in front of and behind the camera, have been great professionals, and everyone manifested an enormous enthusiasm and a will to participate in a project of this type, because it's controlled. It was directed by who was directed. We all admire him very much. Cuerda, your contingent, but excuse me, on the contrary, for something that I'm necessary for, okay. It's like going to tell someone off. No, excuse me. No, it's okay. I forgive you. Someone, we didn't finish the sentence, because the producer, he called us up to propose that they participate in one of Mr. Cuerda's films. But for example, some of them didn't finish the sentence. Hey, there's a script. Would you like to participate? And they said, José Luis film. And they didn't finish. José Luis Cuerda. I said, yes, straight away. And I said, when I met Mr. Cuerda, we were the ambassadors of the Fair of Albacete in the third anniversary, you remember? And I said, José Luis, if I had to give you €1 for all of the ideas that we've copied from you, in Muchacha de Mi, de Nuit, I said, yeah, give me those euros. For example, I had a teacher, a geography teacher, Catalonian, and we were in Albacete at high school, and he came along, he sat down, and he'd look over everybody's head, and he ended up summarizing, the truth is, my wife is a beautiful thing. Literally, that's what he said, and said seriously and in a very serious manner. The truth is, my wife is a beautiful thing. Well, what do you say? I almost didn't get married. I said, well, if you've got to go through that, that's bad news. That's not too clear to me. But nevertheless, we have another one here. Yes, after this, I'm going to see what I can say. I want to insist upon the fact that it's true that amanece que no es poco, o tatalo, for example, así en el cielo como en la tierra. It talks about Spain and it talks about some of the inertia or momentum of Spain through these characters. But this film, sometime after, un tiempo después, it seems that you're sick and tired of the current situation, but there are many more political issues, like Maria said, but I would like to know why. I'm going to say that that's the way it worked out, or something about something beautiful. But are you sick and tired over these last few over the years that you've lived to see what we've got for us, what we have now, for example, politically? Yeah, this yes, it's true. You don't know which way to address it. Spain, yes, there's Spain, yes. How do we grab Spain? Your question is very opportune, actually, and I do what I can, and what comes out is what comes out. And you see it as you see it. And the perspective from which you look at things, it seems that they don't change and they should change. We should say circumstantialize more and have all of the data that we can extract from the contemplation of our human colleagues, and to deduce that we're not doing it well at all, in no way. And you, are you doing a good job? Do you doing a good job? Have you got sweet things as well? Yes, many, many sweet things. Well, there you go. Well, it's up to us. Arturo, try to fix this up the way you can. Well, undoubtedly, satire, as well, the way José Luis is the necessary Vaseline so that it can fit in better. Well, perhaps that's the best way to go. What I meant is, I've heard him say it other times, is that there, heaven and earth exist, and that the clouds move through the universe. It's a metaphor of like the journalist from the El Mundo who's there, but it's necessary to use humor. Otherwise, there's no way of putting up with this. No. As regards the critique you're talking about, what I like very much is that the film hits everyone. No one goes unscathed. It's not. It goes against the monarchy, against religion, against the revolution itself, against the power, and against the mass that follows along as if it's a flock. And there's a sentence in the film that says, it's great that they've taken it very well, that we're going to fight for our interests, but for yours and mine. Even the protagonist of the whole revolt, what he wants at the end of the day is to fight for his own interests, and the rest have followed him with a flag that a nun carries and so on and so forth. That's what makes the very rich the film, because it hits everyone. No one goes unscathed. Hi, over here in the corner. Hi. First of all, I would say that I'm a big fan of humor. I had a great love with the film, your humor in particular, Joaquin, Carlos, all of you. The guy in the end. And I would spend a long time talking about anecdotes and things with you, but we're obliged to ask you about the social satire that you've used in the film, and I want to highlight the issue of education and unemployment, because something that drew my attention is all of the inhabitants, those unemployed as well as those that have got a job, are very well educated. They have monologues that are very technical, and I'd like to know, how did it occur to you to have that idea of saying, okay, the whole town is going to be over the educational average, and even so, they're still going to be unemployed and have problems. How did that occur to you? What do you want to reflect with that? What you've just said. Exactly what you've just said. Now, I'm telling you with my heart in my hand. I'm being absolutely sincere. Everything that you've said, and as the years will go by, you will see how you accumulate that wisdom, and you'll be able to argue even more. And if I'm here, well, we'll both argue. So it's as if you invited me to eat a turkey. Well, we'll eat it very relaxedly, making sure there's plenty of turkey for everyone. That only one person doesn't not only eat a turkey, but if we get in this press conference, I think we've already talked enough about turkeys. In any case, I think it's not strange. It's like I'm an Ithaca nurse, Poco, that all of the country folk read Fauna. So therefore, which shows that they're very well educated. If you write in a text that someone of the people, of the protagonists read Fauna, well, that's a merit in itself. The acquisition of knowledge and sensitivity. When you read Fauna, you've already advanced. Whichever way you look at it, you've gone through the Rubicon, that is to say. You read Fauna, and boy, things get complicated. So therefore, I think we should do it another day, but that's a characteristic of a Carmelo, said that Cuerdas films, especially, you know, Manetic and Espoco, where the characters talk as if they shouldn't be talking. There's a decontextualization process there. And this is done, amongst other things, that this brings about comedy. That's why it's such a shock. Where, for example, we wanted to add things. I said it was impossible. Do these actors think they're going to say whatever they want? Well, Joaquin did. Yes. But they were completely promoted by José Luis. He said, there was a moment, but once we'd said, read the dialogues, he said, the lines, I said, when you move away, why don't you say a few things? That's what I did. We'd walk away. It's okay. Mutitis mutando, that's what it said. That's what makes it so peculiar, and which has such a personal and singular or unique style. I haven't been hit so far. No one's hit me, so I can't complain. And I don't encourage anyone to hit me, for example. There's no need to do so, okay? Conchita insisting about what Maria Guerra asked you. José Luis, hi, how are you? I would like to ask you, José Luis, whether when you were writing, you were thinking about the audiences awaiting a new Amanita que no es poco, just like the folkloric singers. It's quite clear that you owe yourself to the audience in this case. No, it's not one of my concerns. That is to say, I imagine that if I've been able to write that script, the reader is capable of reading it. And we're in equal conditions, me of saying it and them, him of reading it and they of understanding it, and to me make them understand it in the terms that I'm expressing them. So therefore we establish a fun sort of situation there. And in fact, I think it is fun because I've seen how people laugh watching my films. And that's due to something, I imagine. I don't seek it, but I find it, it seems. I wanted to ask Blanca Suarez, who's a very serious woman, whether a lot of jokes. How did you do how was it to be surrounded by these masters of humor? I think my humor doesn't make it to the level of the humor of this on this panel, and you always smile like this, but it's true. I had a very good time. I've been fortunate enough of sharing moments which were very funny in this shooting of this film. There's a love scene of Roberto Alamo and Blanca that I think it's the best love story that I've ever told. It's true. It's difficult to understand, but if you enter, and I say this completely seriously, you can deduce things that are very interesting of what what love relationships are in our lives. And this for me is one of the best sequences or scenes in the film, because both of them are great in that, in those scenes. I had a great time making this film. I'm sure it's the best work I've done in film ever. Well, when I talking to people and saying hello and greeting people, I can do other things. But nevertheless, there's a question in the corner. Did you say that we've got a question in the corner over there? This is increasing its level. We can get, we could, this could end up going wrong because it's my, I don't know whether our intelligence and sensitivity is going to increase and going crescendo. What was in the corner? A question in the corner. Hi, Jose Luis. I'd like to know whether you miss anyone in the cast of Amanece Que No Es Poco, if you would have liked to have had anyone else. Are you an actor? No, I'm not an actor. You're doing, really? Are you doing it for real? Yes, no rehearsals. Safa, José Hazar, Turni, Manuel Alexander, Luis Fijas, would you like to have some of them for this film sometime after? Those that you've said, there are many theater actors, Spanish theater actors. I give them roles because they've got a marvelous background to them. There are great actors who are excellent. I'm not too sure whether it's got anything with what you've asked. I'm in the dilemma of whether you're there or whether you're in the corner or it's just to ask a question. So therefore, these are different categories and I get a bit mixed up. Would you have liked to have Fijas? I've worked with Fijas. What would you have liked to have him in this film and with Sartha? To have them here, and to have them in this film. No, we don't miss them because the ones that are here exist. Try to throw these guys out, but imagine you'd be in trouble if you wanted to get rid of these actors. We wouldn't have let them. No, we would take a strong position. I said, don't touch my actors. Look how happy, look at the way he smiles, and he thinks that that perspective includes it. I must say that when I was given the opportunity to work here in the film, obviously I said yes immediately. But then they said, very careful, because José Luis has got a really bad temper. Who said that? People who I know. And I said, be careful, because he's got a bad temper. But then I found on the shooting of the film a person who's very kind, but I was very careful. I said, what do you think if we say this? Can I say this, that, or the other? The first time he said that, then the second time he got a bit grumpy, but everything very, very well within. And there's another thing about talking with José Luis, says we always left before the end, before time, and this is great. And this means, and some of the actors got a bit angry, some of the supporting actors says, we only would do one take. It was very funny, and we're not going to repeat the take. That's true, so it was very funny, but as it's a choral and ensemble piece, and then it's not, so therefore with this one single take, that didn't like it at all, because I said, I can give you a bit more. No, well, you give more to your character, but do it at home. What time is it? We're finished, let's go home. Yeah, and it was a general shot, and there was a wide angle shot. We started in a wide angle shot, he liked it so much, and he didn't want to do any close-ups. I said, give me a close-up, give me a close-up. Manolo got very, very angry on his own. He said, why don't you do a close-up? No, not at all. Let's go to the next one. There's no more. That's it. Jose, that's all there was. Is 70 a lot or not enough? And I said, I hit a few buttons to work out that whether it cost 70 euros or not. I said, well, that's enough. Well, that's a lot of money. 70 euros is a lot of money. So anyway, unless you specify that, you can say it. Because imagine what you might want to think by saying this, and you say it, and whatever the other person thinks is whatever thinks. Spectators want to see things, they don't want to think. Well, don't give them that because then their kids have to study and then pass exams, or they study to be a vet, and they've got to acquire perspectives. Well, I don't want to get things complicated. I might make a mistake. There are two anecdotes of how Mr. Cuerda shoots as a character that he's punished by with books in his hand. And it was a general take. And you saw the actor with his shoes. He said, "We've got it." And I said, "Don't you want a close-up?" And he said, "How are the books heavier if you see them or you don't see them?" "Well, it's better if you see them." And I was going, "Oh, yes, of course, that's incredible." And then there's another anecdote. I had a very a monologue that was supposed to stand out, and he took a close-up, and Jose Luis was on set, and he said, "Anyone think you can do it better?" And they said, "No." And that's it. We've got the take then. And I thought, the truth is, well, I said, "Well, why are we going to go over things?" I remember when we were shooting in the building, at the entrance to the building in the round space, you know the one I'm saying, the building. Reception, yes. The only building in the world, that's right. There was a moment in which Roberto was taking the trolley and had to go through the door, but I don't know what happened with the door, that it didn't open or we had to turn around. I don't know, there was a technical problem there that in a Hollywood film would have taken days to resolve, because we would have to change this, that, and the other components. And Jose Luis solved this by saying, "Well, you stop in front, you say, kick, and on." And the next, and that was a solution on the spur of the moment. And then you move through the door. If you stop in front of the door, transparent, because it was a glass door, you go, kick, and then you were transported directly without needing to open the door. And that's how we solved the problem. No director in the world has solved that problem the way I did. So you stand here and you go, coo-coo-coo-coo, and all of a sudden you're on the other side of the door. And in a film by Haneke, for example, it would have been impossible, but here it fitted in perfectly. In films, Haneke's films, for example, these are very different directors, but the fact that we go through a door without touching it or dirtying it, it was difficult to come to the conclusion whether that was valid or not valid. And where it's, for example, when the character wakes up and just begun shooting, he said, "Would be good to have some milk for the baby." Someone was asking for some milk on the bedroom table. And Jose Luis and Kubrick, who had Tom Cruise, "What about that scene with the joint in Eyes Wide Shut? What, 40 times, 50 times? Jose Luis, who was a single take, he said, after organizing it, if we hassled him, we got a second take. But I would have liked a dialogue between both of them. That would have been fun, him and Kubrick. I said, if I don't see anything that's too flagrant, I'd just go ahead." And you know that it works out very well. And I think that's the way we should go. I think one of the conclusions you can draw, if you want, I'm not going to force things, is that this is a good film. It's a good film. This is a good film. If you laugh, you can laugh, but knowing what you're laughing about, thank you very much. And I do say that from the bottom of my heart. I'm not going to operate my heart. I'm going to have a heart operation, but You are great people. You are great guys, all of you. Yes, we have to finish because of what time it is. The truth is we're having a great time, but they've got other things to do today, amongst other things. But one moment before we finish, I want to... Let's give them... Ready? Taxidermia. 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 Thank you.